AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Franklin Resources 47% quarter leaves less valuation cushion as asset manager strength stays selective. Franklin Resources closed at $33.05 after another positive week, sitting 3.3% below its 52-week high. But the move is now 47.8% above ShareMaestro fair value and still lacks a volume spike. Research brief. Franklin Resources added 2.9% in the week to 19 June, taking its 12-week gain to 47.3%, and keeping the weekly trend signal active for a 10th week. The stock is outperforming a narrow U.S. asset management group, but volume was only in line with average, and the fair value gap has widened. Key points. 1. BEN closed at $33.05, up 2.9% on the week, and 47.3% over 12 weeks. 2. The stock sits 24.5% above its $26.54 weekly trendline, and 47.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $22.36. 3. Volume of 23.0 million shares was essentially average, at 1.0x the 13-week baseline of 23.2 million. 4. U.S. asset management breadth remains selective, with only 41.0% of constituents in active weekly trends and 24.0% showing positive relative strength. 5. The next test is whether price can press the $34.17 52-week high with stronger participation, or whether the stretched valuation gap invites consolidation. A strong quarter meets a tighter risk-reward profile. Franklin Resources ended the week at $33.05, up 2.9%. adding to a 6.5% 4-week gain and a much larger 47.3% 12-week advance. The close sits in the 91.8th percentile of the 52-week range, only 3.3% below the $34.17 high and well above the $20.53 low. That keeps the price action constructive, but it also leaves the stock with less room for error after a rapid repricing. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with a 10-week active streak and 37 active weeks out of the past 52. Price is 24.5% above the weekly trend line at $26.54, confirming a healthy cushion over the regime level. The more demanding part of the setup is valuation. BEN is 47.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $22.36. So further progress now needs evidence that momentum is being renewed rather than simply carried by prior gains. Asset management context is supportive, but not broad. The sector backdrop is mixed, rather than uniformly strong. U.S. financial services averaged a 0.5% weekly gain, a 3.0% 4-week gain, and a 15.2% 12-week gain, with positive market dynamics breadth at 76.0%. Yet only 42.0% of the sector had active weekly trends, and 37.0% showed positive relative strength, suggesting participation is concentrated. That concentration is clearer in U.S. asset management, where BEN ranks 12th for the week, 12th over 4 weeks, and 7th over 12 weeks, placing it in the 88.98th percentile of its industry group. The industry's average 12-week gain was 15.1%, far behind BEN's 47.3%, while only 24.0% of asset managers showed positive relative strength. Franklin is therefore acting like one of the group's better institutional names, but it is doing so in an industry where breadth remains narrow. Market dynamics improve, volume stays ordinary. Market dynamics remain supportive. Activity pressure is positive at 0.91 and has improved by 21.4% over 4 weeks, while the relative strength reading is 19.12, up 37.1% over the same period. Those readings back the continuation case and align with the stock's 86.7 percentile rank across the broader U.S. financial services peer set. The missing element is stronger volume confirmation. Latest volume was 23.0 million shares, almost exactly the 13-week average of 23.2 million, and close to the 52-week average of 22.2 million. Earlier advances had clearer participation, including 42.9 million shares in the 10.0% week ending 1 May, and 49.3 million shares in the 5.2% week ending 30 January. By contrast, the latest move is positive, but not forceful on participation. Risk evidence and what to watch next. Risk is not excessive, but it is no longer low. 13-week weekly return volatility is 3.9%, slightly above the 52-week base of 3.6%. The up-down split remains favorable at 28 positive weeks against 23 negative weeks, and the average positive week of 3.5% is larger than the average negative week of 2.2%. Still, two recent reversal markers in the Smart Money tape argue against treating the trend as frictionless. The key watch point is whether Ben can challenge the 34.17 high with volume above the current 1.0 times participation rate. A move backed by a volume ratio above 1.5 times would improve the confirmation profile. Conversely, a fade in activity pressure or a failure near the high would shift attention back to the 26.54 trend line as the main weekly regime marker. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.